Are you hungry today? Are you thirsty today? You know, Jesus with a loud cry said, if anyone is thirsty, let him come and drink of the water of life. And he told the woman at the well, he says, you will never thirst again. But then why do we talk about being thirsty? So that we will never thirst for anything other than Jesus. But our thirst for him will always be unquenchable because we can never know him enough. Mm. Right? Yeah. We can never know. We get one bit of revelation and then suddenly we realize, actually, I know so little about God. And then we ask for more. So can that be our prayer this morning? God, I want to know more of you. I want a fresh and I want a deeper encounter with you, Jesus. Amen? Holy Spirit, we invite you to come and fill this place.
Oh, Working power, everything you breathe.
His presence is here and He wants to fill us even more. And maybe this is something you've never experienced before and you don't know what to do. Then I could just make a request that you just humbly say that to God. Say, I don't know what's going on but I definitely want more of You. So here I am. And help me to encounter You in a deeper way, Jesus.
In Exodus 33, God spoke to Moses in verse 14. You You know, Moses was hungry for the glory and the presence of God. So Exodus 33 verse 14 says, the Lord replied, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. You know, what distinguishes us from the rest of the world? How are we different? In verse 15, Moses said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not send us from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth? And the Lord said to Moses, I will do the very thing you have asked because I am pleased with you and I know you by name. And then Moses wanted more. And he says, then Moses said, now show me your glory. Will that be the desire of your heart this morning? Like Moses, we are hungry for God's presence. We are hungry for a taste of His goodness and a glimpse of His glory. Yeah? Let's press on, as Nawaz says. Let's just say, Lord, more of your presence, more of your glory. Amen.
Anytime there's the presence of God, it's not a time to be passive, because there is much that He wants to give us. And He imparts stuff to us. You know, we are a people of His habitation. In the Old Testament, His presence came for a moment in a cloud, in a fire, came upon Samson for a moment, and then that was it. Came upon specific people, and then that was it. But then Jesus said, I am going, but I am sending you someone who will be with you always. And on the day of Pentecost, He gave us the Holy Spirit who now dwells in us. So we are a people not of a visitation of the Holy Spirit, but we are a people of the habitation of His presence forever and ever. So then why do we say come? We are saying come, have your way. Because He's already here. He's already here. Where two or three are gathered, He's there. And He dwells in us. So what we are saying today is, God, more of you. More of you. Come, have your way. Show me your glory once again. Do you think we've seen enough of the glory of God?
No.
Far from it. Far from it. And we say, more, Lord. We want to see more of your glory. No? And if that's your prayer this morning, you know, just in a humble way, if we just raise our hands to Him and say, God, thank you. Come. Will you just come and fill me again. Give me a fresh revelation. My revelation's gone stale. And I feel like, yeah, really, is there more to knowing God? Oh, there's so much more. There's so much more. Okay? But as I said, you know, once we've exhausted what we already know, boom, fresh revelation comes in. Because He says, to whom much has been given, even much more will be given. Yeah? Be faithful with little, and He's going to pour some more into our lap. Are we ready? Amen? Yeah. Holy Spirit, we invite you to just come and flood our souls.
Yeah.
Show us who you are. Because life can only be sustained when your breath is in our lungs. It's your breath and it's your presence. We ask, would you stir a hunger inside us and stir a thirst for more Jesus. Yeah. Spirit of God, we ask that you would come.
To be in your
makes me complete. This is my desire, oh Lord. This is my desire. This is my be in your presence, to sit at your feet, your love surrounds me, it makes me complete. This is my desire, oh Lord, this is my desire, this is my desire, oh Lord, this is my desire, to this is
I feel this word for someone, and it's a very simple word. Salvation has come to your house today. Are you going to accept it? I'm going to repeat that. I have this word for someone. I don't know who it is, but it's a very simple word. Salvation has come to your house today. Are you going to accept it? So whoever that is, just search yourself. Find out if that's for you, and we'd love to share more and help you walk through this journey.
We're going to sing a simple song where we throw ourselves on Jesus. No matter what situation, what trouble, what trial, anything. You know the best place to be resting? No? The arms of Jesus. The best place to rest is in the arms of Jesus. Don't lean on your own understanding. Don't lean on your bank balance. Don't lean on relationships. The best place to lean on is Jesus. Trials come. Where will we find you? The arms of Jesus. What a wonderful place. Amen. Who's doing both?
Hello. It's Psalm 46:10. Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. So if there is someone here who is trying a lot and nothing is happening, no breakthrough. So I'm getting this verse for you, that be still and know that I am God. So you just need to be still. It's like going into a plane. Okay, you don't go into the cockpit and start flying the flight. Okay, the pilot will say, go to your seat, relax, I am pilot. So like that, God is telling, be still, I am God. It's not your work.
And I'd like to read Matthew 11:28-30. This is for in line with what is happening here. You know, you may have come here this morning with a burden, maybe a mistake you've made, a sin you've committed, or things not going well. And Jesus says to us this morning, come to me all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Yeah, let's take our situation and stay in God's presence. Yeah, be still and know that I am God. He is on the throne. Amen.
You're at your table.